1620 94.5 WTAW. Bryan ISD school board members give the green light to administrators to apply for more than $2 million in unexpected grant money from the state. Assistant Superintendent Kevin Besaw says the money will go towards complying with new campus safety rules from the Texas Education Agency.
This is an opportunity to apply for a grant from the state that will allow us to do some things with our safety and security. Just a synopsis of it, it'll provide funds for school districts to implement the adopted safety standards that were adopted with the commissioner's rule from the last legislative session to protect, prevent school violence and address the factors that put people at risk or that protect them from the violence. This grant runs from December 1 of 2023 to July 31 of 2025. And it has a pre-award back to June of 22. So if we have things that we have done, we could reimburse the district for that. The amount is $2,247,000. And it will allow mainly for fencing. We could purchase fencing with that, which we have some additional items that we are looking at right now. Actually have bids out, which were also included in the bond, the last bond that was passed. We can do for exterior doors, mechanical doors, the electronic openers, key cards, those kind of things. We could use it for that. We also have some resistant film, the insulation for that on certain doors that are not within a secured area as defined by the legislation as well. Silent panic alert technologies, two-way radios, things of that nature. We have a pretty good list of things that we think that we can use it for. So we would ask, and I get there's no, it's just a matter of presenting it to y'all and asking if there's any questions just before we push the button. The actual deadline for application was today, but we got notice Friday that the application deadline is actually January 15th. So next Monday would be the application deadline. But as far as that goes, we are ready to push the button, as they say, and apply for that grant.
Following the opening comments from Assistant Superintendent Kevin Besaw, answered a question from Bryan School Board member David Stansny.
Did this just kind of sneak up, at least on me, I guess? When did we?
I read about it in the TASB, the last TASB report that we got, and I was hoping that we had gotten it, you know, before I read it in that report. I just read that report last week.
Yeah, the time frame is December 1st. And so it was right before the break was when it came out, and it took us a little bit to get figured out what it is exactly and what it can be used for, and make sure that we feel like it would be a good fit for us. But I don't think we do have items that we will be able to utilize this for, so I don't think that's – I mean, I recommend that we would proceed with that and get those funds to use for those certain things. Some of those things that were in the bond funds as well, we could utilize this instead of that and then save those bond funds for other things that were priorities on that as well.
Additional comments from Bryan ISD Assistant Superintendent Kevin Besaw about the grant money that's available towards complying with new campus safety rules from the Texas Education Agency.
I think that was the reason for the extension that was granted last Friday, where they extended it out an additional week because they knew it was a short time frame and it would take districts a little bit more time to do all the things that are required before we can apply for it.
Well, I was just puzzled because we talked over and over about the lack of funding that we got for school safety, and it just sort of seems like this was hiding somewhere, and I'm glad it's fantastic. It's great. I hope we get it. I don't know what the likelihood is that we'll receive it. I assume it's not a done deal yet. But.
Yeah, I mean, it's not – I can't say it's 100%, but I think it's a pretty good chance.
Good.
Very good chance that we would receive it.
Great. Brian ISD School Board President Julie Harlan noting that the unexpected money may have been a response to those who have been vocal about unfunded state mandates.
Based on my experience with TEA, these kind of grants in the past, they do have typically a very short turnaround. No one knows if they're coming. It says, be prepared. It might be coming, and be prepared to turn around very quickly and hit submit. I hope, too, it's a response to those of us who have been pretty vocal about the lack of funding to handle the things that have been passed by our legislators. In the absence of additional funding, since they were not able to add this year through all those special sessions, perhaps this is the other reason they've decided to do a grant.
Yeah,
grateful.
I could
keep
it. Yes, we'll take it.
The grant money can be applied to expenses from June of 2022 through July of 2025. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.